Chapter 19. Ron knew exactly one kid at Our Lady of the Forlorn, but luckily it was a good friend, Richie DiOrio, and Ron played stickball or football or some kind of sport most days. Ron was often invited to the DiOrio house for dinner. The DiOrios were happy when they heard that Ron was going to Our Lady of the Forlorn. Richie hadn't told him about the incident with the knife. He knew that would not go over well. Richie was popular in school, and he introduced Ron to all of his friends. There was a tentative acceptance. Some of the girls even said hello to him now. Ron spent hours doing homework each night. As much as he didn't care what his teachers at Elliott Street School thought, he found out that this instinctual desire to please the nuns, he had wondered if it was because they frightened him, or if it was because of their strange costumes, or maybe it was because of some dedication. But to what? One afternoon during his second week there, Richie said, "The guys are going to the park to play football this afternoon. I told them that you were good. They want you to play." Since George and Marjorie had gotten married and moved to an apartment over 2 miles away, Ron hadn't been able to play with Richie in the afternoons. In order to get to the park in time, he would have to run home, change quickly, and then make it double time up to the park. The rest of the guys would take bikes. Ron didn't know how to ride a bike. He didn't want the other guys to know. He didn't realize that Richie had already told them. He was sweating when he got to the park. Dave Spinelli watched him arrive and laughed, "Long walk?" The other guys laughed, and Ron glared at Richie. Anger flashed through him like electricity. They chose up sides. Ron was picked somewhere in the middle of the pack, mostly because of what Richie had said and his size. He was tall, muscular, lean. It was a tough game. They had no equipment. They wore sneakers and jeans and sweatshirts. There were always bumps and bruises and cuts after the game, but they were badges of honor. Richie was faster than Ron, but he was smaller. Baseball was really his game, and he could pick it at shortstop. During football season, he played end, liked to catch the passes, fake like he was going to the inside, and then dart along the sidelines. Ron knew the move. Richie had burned him with it enough times. When Ron saw the play developing, he sprinted from the middle of the field to the sideline. Richie caught it with his back to the defender and used his fake. The kid bit on it, and Richie pivoted to the outside and rammed face first into Ron's thrusting shoulder. He left his feet, the ball flew into the air, and rolled out of bounds. Richie lay on the ground, his hand covering the blood that spurted from his broken nose. At first, Ron was sorry when he saw him there crying in front of his friends, bleeding, covering his face with his hands. Then he thought that his father would be proud. The game ended on the hit. Somebody had to take Richie home. He was bleeding too much to ride his bike. Ron didn't volunteer to walk with him. As they were walking away, Ron heard Dave Spinelli say, "That was some hit." He swelled with pride, but didn't turn over his shoulder when a faceless voice said, "I don't want to get hit like that." Richie didn't come to school for the rest of the week. Ron was ashamed to notice that fewer kids were talking to him. He didn't realize that they were frightened. Word had gotten out. Ron was the kid who brought a butcher knife to school and threatened people with it. Maybe he was better left alone.